Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right, New York City, Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're inside the 8 o'clock hour. Joining me now, the legendary Steve Summers on the line. Steve, are you there?
I'm right here and ready to go and disappointed about what I saw yesterday from the Rangers. Real quick, Keith, thanks again, you and Paulie Rosenberg, of course, for having me on, and it's an absolute pleasure. I wish I could be a little bit more positive in going over yesterday's game. But I don't think anyone with the Rangers, Keith, expected the Rangers to sweep Tampa Bay with their championship pedigree. They had won five in a row. If you count the three wins during a regular season, they had won five in a row. But that 41 seconds to go, what a punch in the kishkas, which is ethnic for what a gut punch from Palat, who, by the way, is the guy who knocked out Ryan Strom, and Ackerman was just talking about him. He will be available for Game 4. Richard was talking about lower back injury. He did come back after that hit from Palat, who scored the game winner for Tampa with 41 seconds to go. But it was also him hyperextending his right knee, but he is going to be available for Game 4. We don't know about Goodrow. Goodrow may not be available for the game tomorrow night. So that's from the injury report. Now, let me just say one thing, and I'll get it out of the way, because there were some positives from the Rangers up until 41 seconds to go. I mean, they came out with energy. They came out with confidence. They were very, very aggressive and scoring twice on the power play. And by the way, Kreider, and your favorite Ranger of all time, Rod Gilbert, the Mr. Ranger, and part of the great gag line that the Rangers had back in the 70s. And the gag line was goal a game, and that's where the gag came from with Jean Rattel and Vic Hatfield. But here was Kreider with his 34th playoff goal, tying Rod Gilbert for the most playoff goals in Ranger history. And, of course, that's 34 and counting for Kreider. It's good to see him and Zibanejad. They were just great. And the Rangers were shooting. But the GOAT, and I say GOAT literally, the guy who may be the villain and not the greatest of all time from game number three yesterday, was Trouba. Trouba, along with, I mean, nobody is like Fox. Fox is probably the best defenseman the Rangers have had since, Leach and McDonough, and gets a lot of respect, does Fox. from McDonough, who's the former Ranger with Tampa. But the bottom line is that Trouba took three minor penalties. The first one led to the first goal. His second penalty led to the second goal. And when the Rangers were on that four-minute power play, here was Trouba taking his penalty number three on the day. Now, again, Trouba, he'll block shots. He's very physical. He can hit you and will hit you. He can be very, very tough on the ice. But he does turn the puck over, and he does, as we saw yesterday, take too many penalties. But still, the Rangers were this close to going up 3-0. And I don't know about you, Keith, because I know you are the hockey fan to some degree. The bottom line is I can't see Tampa winning 3 of the next 4 games at all.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Summers on the phone, if you couldn't already tell. And this is why I go to Steve for the Rangers talk. I said, I'm not the guy that should be leading the conversation around the Rangers. And in the first couple minutes having him on, you heard a lot right there. So,
And let me also just put a little a bow tie on the weekend. I don't think the Yankees are going to lose another game. The Mets, after losing the first 2 games to Hollywood, they come back and show you how resilient and how never say die, no quit in New York. That's for sure with these New York Metropolitans in San Diego later tonight. And, of course, everyone will be watching that game. And the Yankees, in Minnesota tomorrow. But the bottom line is and why is it that Draymond Green yesterday doesn't get thrown out of that game? You hate Boston if you're a Knickerbocker fan, and I'm not a fan of the Warriors with the mouthpiece and the shimmy, and how humbling for him and his Golden State mouthpieces with losing the way they did in game number 1. But, you know, Horford was nowhere to be seen in this game yesterday. And Draymond Green, how dirty is he? And everyone talks about what a great defender he is. And he's a great pretender as a basketball player. He should have got ejected yesterday. He's more WWE than he is NBA. But nonetheless, that's a series that may go 6 or 7 games. So from the weekend, lots going on. But the Ranger loss with only 41 seconds to go, and Palat, who knocked out Strom and then gets the game-winning goal with only 4. And you know who I'm talking about.
Shesterkin, I just messed his name up not too long ago.
Yeah, he was great. And, and the other guy, you know, listen, he can be beat. As I say, the Rangers have won 5 straight from Tampa Bay until yesterday. So I think the Rangers are still in good shape. And, of course, it will be, listen closely, it will be Rangers in 7. But they got to win a game on the road, that's for sure. And if it is 7, they'll be winning. They have home ice.
Yep.
You know, there are people that still, you know, come up to me on the street and want to know why the Rangers have home ice. In the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, it has to do with seeding. And then, of course, in the conference finals, it has to do with the team with the best record. Both Tampa and the Rangers had 110 points, but the Rangers beat them 3 times in the regular season. So they have home ice, and it will be Rangers in 7.
There it is. You heard it here first, folks. Rangers in 7. I feel like you've said that a few times, Steve. Rangers in 7 this time again.
Yeah, not for a while.
So let's go back to the Mets. Pete Alonso powering the way. The Mets are able to split in L.A. How are you feeling about the direction of this club under Buck Showalter? We were just talking to Steve down in the Jersey Shore area about what Buck Showalter's been able to do with these guys.
Well, finally, the Mets, as far as a manager, as I've said before, they have an adult in the room. And he's been there. He's done that. He is respected by the players. And he lets them play. He lets them do their thing. He does not set down a lot of rules and regulations. He lets them play with the kind of joy and the kind of passion and resiliency that we have seen with this Metropolitan team. Now, if you're a Met fan, of course, you never take anything for granted because it's a long season. We're only just 10 minutes into June, and all Met fans know there's that trap door that the Rangers, that the Metropolitans can fall into with the season being as long as it is. But they have a nice lead in the division. They are a playoff-minded team, and they know they can beat anyone. They have the best record now in the National League, better than Hollywood. And coming back after losing the first two games, and you're right about Alonso, it's just been great. It's like an RBI a game. What has he got, like over 50 RBIs in a little over 50 games, 16 homers. So, I mean, he has come through. And the coming back the way they did to win Game 3 and Game 4 yesterday was just so uplifting and really gives you a lot of encouragement for the rest of the season. I think it has to do with the ownership. And you know that if, God forbid, there is an injury to a key player, that between now and the trading deadline, Cohen and the new GM, and he's got everyone's respect, they will go and get the kind of help they need. And if they can get DeGrom back this year, if they can get Scherzer back more sooner than later, that'll be like making two huge deals. And McGill, from what I understand, and I hope this is so, from what I understand, McGill may be ready to come back and help the Mets this weekend coming up. So we'll see what happens with them. But they have been just terrific so far.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, even without those three starting pitchers, they're kind of weathering the storm. Led by Pete Alonso, he's got 54 RBIs to lead all Major League Baseball, 16 home runs, which is tied for second.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Pete Alonso defending his title in the Home Run Derby in L.A. this year?
Yeah, I know it means something to him, but I don't care about the Home Run Derby. I mean, as long as it doesn't affect, you know, his swing or, you know, his psyche for the second half of the season. But, no, he'll be a part of it, and it means something to him. The only thing I care about, number one, is that he produced with his home runs, with his clutch hitting, during the regular season and into serious October baseball. But it does mean something to him, and if it makes him happy, it's going to make me happy too.
Here's another question for you. How about Dave Roberts trying to go to a position player to pitch down five in that game over the weekend? I learned something. I think a lot of us did. You can't go to a position player to pitch down five. It has to be six runs. Buck Showalter knew that.
Yes, he did. And the umpires weren't sure what was going on. And Dave Roberts will be best remembered, certainly by Metropolitan fans, Keith, as the guy that was the beginning of the end for the Yankees with that stolen base against Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, we know we have not forgotten. Speaking of the Yankees, I wanted to ask you about John Sterling.
Sure,
you
know, yeah, so. He's going to cut back 25, 30 games.
Yeah, you know, those road games, it's tough to travel with the team and, you know, your sleep gets all messed up, your biorhythms, then, you know, that affects your performance on the microphone.
Well, he's also 84 years old, and you know, other than his home run calls, which are certainly legendary and a favorite of many Yankee fans, the rest of the game is up for grabs, and it's a good thing that Susan Waldman is around to translate and to be the interpreter. But John, I mean, you talk about a joke with the being a compiler. As Francesco always said, with people like Frank Gore, you know, who's been around forever, and is about to retire as a 49er since, I think, what, 10 years he played for them, so he's going to retire, come back to the 49ers for one day and then retire as a prospector. But the bottom line is that the Yankees, I mean, and Aaron Judge betting on himself, what kind of... He's going to get J.P. Morgan Chase money. He's going to get Rockefeller money. He's going to be able to buy the Yankees. He's going to be a part owner by the time that this season is over, but if he keeps all of this up. Look at the kind of season that he is having. And I mean, he's ready to cash in now. But if he keeps it up, he's the MVP, best player on the Yankees, best player in the American League right now. You could say best player in the game, the kind of season that he's had. The real surprise for me, Keith, with the Yankees is Nestor Cortez. And my line on him is, what has gotten into him? Or should I even ask that question? If you look at his track record with all the other teams that he had been on before coming over to the Yankees, his ERA was in double digits, and now he's like an overweight Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, he's figured some things out, him and Matt Blake. He's a different guy. The Yankees cut him. I mean, he was with bottom feeder teams when the Mariners, you know, when he was with the Mariners, they weren't a great team. They're still not. When he was with the Baltimore Orioles, they cut him, and they're not a good team. Something clicked over the last year. Yankees fans started to feel this way about Nestor, I want to say last year. And even in 2019, we saw him come in and give us some, you know, mid relief.
Yeah.
But then we didn't think that he could be this. We started to feel this at the end of last year. He got the Nasty Nestor nickname. And now this year, he's a full blown Cy Young candidate and most likely going to be pitching in the All Star game, which is crazy.
Yeah, in fact, he could start the All Star. What is his ERA? About 140?
His ERA was under 150. I can pull that up for you in 1 second. The guy has not had a game. He hasn't had a bad game, even when he's gotten into trouble. Yeah, his ERA is 1.50, and that's number one in all of baseball.
Yeah. So. No, he's, you know, and I'm saying to myself, what has gotten into him? And I say that a little bit literally and figuratively. But nobody in the American League has figured him out, that's for sure.
Yeah, and when you talk about Aaron Judge, that arbitration date is set for June 22nd, which we all know how ugly that can be. Literally, the Yankees have to go into arbitration and tell the court why he isn't worth what he thinks he's worth. And I think the numbers are set at $21 million is what Judge thinks he's worth, and the Yankees are coming in at $17 million. So then they'll go back and forth on why he isn't worth that in a year where he's worth everything.
Well, you could talk about $21 million, and you could add another zero to those nine digits. I mean, what he's doing is just incredible. What is it with the 21 homers, and he's hitting 300 and leading off and
playing center field. The guy does everything he's asked, and he does it well. His bat is always there. He leads the way. He's worth everything. The Yankees are going to have to make him one of the highest-paid players in the league, if not the highest-paid position player coming up.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're not kidding. And you know, and he should be making more than Machado, and we'll see him. He should be making more than Bryce Harper, and who's, you know, looking like he's earning some of his money. And they haven't lost a game since Rob Thompson. I think in the National League East, Keith, the team, even though they don't have their leader with Freeman, bottom line is the Atlanta Braves scare me a little bit. And they've won, what is it, I think, like four in a row. They're within, distance. Not that close. The Metropolitans have a nice lead in the National League Eastern Division, but the Phillies are not worried about. They haven't got a good bullpen. They don't play good defense. Dombrowski fires Girardi, and Dombrowski ought to fire himself. He's the one that has spent the kind of money, and the players have been underwhelming and underperforming. But now they've won three or four in a row, I believe it is, with Rob Thompson now managing. But I think the Braves are the team in a very competitive division. The Phillies, I mean, they can come up and bite you. And, of course, the Braves are the Braves, even without Freeman. And Matt Olson is a good first baseman, an all-star first baseman. So they're not going to be losing too much at that first base position. But the Braves have been very underwhelming, but they have woken up and they've won that 3-4 in a row, so they'll be hurt from competitive division. But the Mets are right now, record-wise and in your heart of hearts, the class of the National League.
Awesome. Steve, we'll table the sports talk until we get some callers. Tell the listeners how the summer has been treating you, how life has been, what you've been up to, how things are going, just to give people, you know, a little update on how you're living out here.
Well, no, everything is fine. My wife and I, Robin, and I are going to take a trip in August. We're going to go on a cruise across the Atlantic. We will go to Barcelona and cruise in the Western Mediterranean. Chris Russo, on my very last program in November, said he got to be taking a trip. So this is the trip we're planning and looking forward to that. And what I've been doing is listening to you, listening to the station, watching all the games that I can watch. And also I've discovered the Smithsonian Channel and the History Channel. The History Channel the other day did a documentary. All of their shows are like documentaries. So to just take a break from all the games, bottom line is I've been watching documentaries about Grant, about Lincoln, and there's also a show on the Smithsonian Channel called Air Disasters, and about accidents with airplanes. But it ends really with a good note telling you that because of this accident, whether it was maintenance, whether it was pilot error, whether it was air traffic controllers screwing up, whatever it was, that things have been taken care of. And that's why we don't get the kind of accidents with an airplane that we do now. Things are a lot safer because of what took place. But the way it's produced and the way it's put together, with the actors playing the pilots and the passengers and the air traffic controllers, I mean, it's really way off the beaten path, but it is something that has become a little bit addictive for me to watch. But if you watch enough of these episodes and you're not really catching the drift of how safety has been the number one concern because of the accidents that took place years ago, and not all that many years ago, but enough years ago, that it's safer now to fly in an airplane than ever before. But if you are not aware of the safety message that comes across in these one-hour episodes, bottom line is you want to take the train, you want to take the bus, or you want to walk instead of getting yourself to an airport to take a plane ride.
Awesome. I mean, I said earlier, I don't watch anything but live sports. I don't have any time to watch any shows, but that's great to hear you describe what you've been watching, what's been taking up some of your time.
Well, I'm not normal to begin with. So the bottom line is, but no, I watched the Mets. If the Mets and the Yankees are on, that takes priority, and we'll leave the airplane to the airports and the passengers on those planes. But no, it's watching right now. I'm going to try to absorb everything that's there. No different than when I was working and leading off with a monologue and talking about it, just like you and everybody else does on the radio station. So are you having a good time? Are you? You sound like you're enjoying everything. And as I mentioned to you earlier today when you called, and I thank you again for thinking of me to come on for a couple of minutes and blabber away about the Rangers. Yesterday was so heartbreaking. There's no question about it. But the Rangers know they can beat this team. They know they can play with this team. And I, again, don't see, even with their championship pedigree, I don't see Tampa winning three of the next four games against the Rangers.
I don't either. I don't think they'll collapse. And it's funny you're talking about, you know, planes. I feel like I know how to fly the plane up here a little bit. Flight 1019, Flight 66. I feel like, all right, you know, I'm a pilot now. The first couple months I was studying, trying to figure it out. You know, I was an apprentice. Now I feel solid, you know, flying this plane every night for 5 hours.
You are at the point where you don't need a co-pilot.
Right. Well, I'd still need Paulie, the producer, whoever's here to,
yeah,
you know, press those
buttons. There's your co-pilot in a way. Sure, you got to have Paulie.
Awesome. All right, so we'll get some calls. Call us up, 877-337-6666. We'll take this quick break. Whatever you guys want to talk to Steve about, we'll do. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Steve here, you there. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Siri, play WFAN."
All right. Here we go. Here we go again. Keith McPherson,
yes,
on the Fan. Steve is there. I was just about to bring you in, Steve. And now we want to talk to you, the fans. Call up if you'd like to talk to Steve. I'm sure he misses some of you guys that used to call him. So now's your opportunity to call the Fan and talk to the schmooze. 877-337-6666. You know the number up here. We've already got a full rack of calls, obviously, because Steve is very popular. So let's go through them as quick as we can. I'll put you on, say what's up to Steve, and I'll let you guys go for it. Let's go to Bob in Whiting, New Jersey. First up on the Fan. You got it, Bob.
Hi, Keith. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bob. We're doing okay.
I follow you on Instagram, and I love the pictures that you had watching the concert, Coldplay, I think it was, with your wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yesterday I went out to MetLife to see Coldplay. It was crazy. It was a good show.
Yeah. That was really nice. It was nice to see. I'm a graduate of Shore Regional High School in West Palm Branch.
Oh,
I played
nice.
Football in 1977. And our claim to fame is the former Boston Red Sox manager, John Farrell.
Right. Shore
yeah.
Regional, of course, the Blue Devils.
Yeah. Steve, I've been a longtime listener of you, and going back to the Imus days. And, you know, Don Imus must have been very fond of you because he always talked about you.
Well, and most of it, if you can believe, was positive, not as sarcastic as he was with so many others. But, of course, as Keith knows, as you know, when I worked midnight in the very, very beginning,
yes.
It was midnight to 6, and then it was midnight to 5:30 when Imus and Charles McCord and Bernard Burke and Lou Ruffino all came aboard beginning at 5:30. So he was listening a lot overnight under the covers when he was coming into work at 5:30. So No, I got along with him okay. And you talk about a real radio pioneer and a radio legend, that's for sure.
Yes, he was. I wanted to talk about the Mets. I wanted to talk about the secret weapon, Louis Gourmet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I'll tell you, last year it was Peraza and Villar, but this year I've been very impressed with Eduardo Escobar and, of course, Louis Gourmet. I've been very impressed with them, and I think they've been the secret weapons with Alonso.
Oh, they are. They are performing and making the Metropolitans a complete team. Escobar has had his moments where he wondered when he was going to be getting his next hit, but he's come through with some, and Guillorme has been just terrific. And Marte, I mean, he's had some more.
Yeah, Marte, oh, yes.
Sterling out there in right field. We don't miss Conforto. So the bottom line is, the bullpen, Ottavino scares me a little bit because...
Yeah, he scares me
nonetheless,
a little bit too.
And Lugo has had his moments. But the surprise of the bullpen is Diaz. We are now, you know, with Lugo, especially with Sunday, with Lugo, you're saying to yourself, where's Diaz when you need him? And you never thought you would say that.
But, you know, I'll tell you what... having Eric Chavez as the hitting coach, I think he's really put a positive note in there, too.
Yep. Yes, he has. And he has allowed, I kind of alluded to this before with the Metropolitans, the thing about his hitting philosophy is to let the players do what they do to feel comfortable in the batter's box. And it shows, they're hitting. And here's another thing with these Metropolitans. They're taking the extra base. They're no longer a station-to-station team. You don't have to lead the major leagues in stolen bases, but being aggressive and taking the extra base and putting the defense on the defensive is what the Metropolitans have done. And they take advantage of any mistakes the defense makes by taking that extra base. It's a different Metropolitan team. Again, you always worry about them, you know, falling through the trap door. But they are such a different team with a different approach and very, very aggressive every single game.
Yes, they have. The other thing I wanted to mention is with Keith. Do you think the Nets have a good chance of re-signing Kyrie Irving? Because
I just think Kyrie doesn't want to play anywhere else. And, you know, these men have to get into a room and sit down and go through their differences. And they have to lay it out there for Kyrie and say, hey, this is business. You work here. This is your job to play basketball for us. We expect you to be here. And if you're not going to be here, then we can't extend a long-term offer. We can't put this much money on the line for you. And I think they'll find some kind of middle ground. This whole era was built around KD and Kyrie. You can't abort the mission halfway through.
And don't forget the beard. I mean, and Harden, what a stiff is Harden.
Yeah.
And by the way, how did he end his season, by the way? Again, being invisible, again, not showing up.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to cross my fingers for Ben Simmons.
Yeah, hopefully we get something out of Ben Simmons because James Harden ruined everything. He quit on the team.
And hopefully in the next season the Devils will
That'd be nice for the Devils to get going. I'll be over there at a couple games for sure. Thanks for the call, Bob. Let's move along here. Tom is waiting. Tom is in Pennsylvania next up on the Fan. What you got for us?
Hey, Steve and Keith.
Hey.
Hey, Tom.
This is awesome. I can't believe I called about something else, but I mean, to talk to Steve Summers, absolutely incredible. I've listened to this radio station since the beginning, transistor radios when I was a kid. I live a few miles from the Rail Riders, which is the AAA club for the Yankees. Big Yankee fan. So, but Steve, man, I'm kind of an insomniac and listen to you up till midnight or whenever I fall asleep. Absolutely incredible.
Well,
absolutely.
Two-way street. I was always grateful and that I got the calls and or the listeners that were there, because it's off hours, but Keith has taken over and done a very nice job with what he's doing and handling everything and getting better and better every single day. But it was an absolute pleasure to have been a part of what was a great lineup and still a great lineup, but what was a terrific lineup with WFA, and there's no other radio station like it.
And I love Keith. I mean, he's a perfect, absolutely. He does a great job. It's so, the voice is perfect. You know what I mean?
thank you.
you're very mellow. You know, we don't need in the middle of the night loud people.
Right. That's what I try to tell folks.
I know Steve's on the phone too, or Steve's on the line too. But I mean, Tony Page, man, love Tony Page also. But I did want to hit on one quick point. Talking about voices that are absolutely incredible, Ricky Ricardo. I know he's got the job with the Hispanic station. You know, doing the voice for radio, but you know, or TV actually. I guess it's TV. But he'd be a great fill-in for John Sterling, you know?
Yeah, he would. And then the question is, well, who would fill in?
For him.
For him, right, exactly.
And that,
he has already, I think, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Ricardo, at one time married to Lucille Ball, of course, I couldn't resist. Bottom line is that he's already filled in for Sterling on a couple of games, right?
I think he has. I think there's a short list of names of people that have already filled in. I think he's won it. And like you said, I've run into Ricky coming out of here when I'm coming in at night at like, you know, 10 when the game ends, and he's coming out from doing the game. So he can't do John's job. He's got to do his own job.
That's
the problem there. But for you, Keith, man, I see you as like a center stage kind of guy on Yes. I mean, absolutely perfect for that.
I'm flattered. There's so many people already dreaming up ideas for where I should go or what I should do. I'm half a year in on this job. I'm still trying to make sure I'm showing up every day and doing this job.
And you're also doing TV work.
I am on TV too.
There's nothing wrong with plugging that program that you do with those other people.
Off Base on MLB Network, 3 p.m. weekdays. We'll be on tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah. You're a star of radio and TV, like half of the radio station already.
I'm blessed. I don't know what to say. It's all happening very fast, and I'm just blessed to get the opportunity to do this.
Well, I mean, yeah, and you make it seem like you didn't pay any dues, but you have. what I learned over the years is that you learn something every day. And you can learn as much from the callers as they can from you. It really is a two-way street.
Absolutely. Tom, you still there?
I'm there, and I just want to add one last point. Is I've listened since the beginning. In fact, I listened to Yankee Baseball on transistor radio under my pillow before it was WFAN, and I'm 53 years old. I mean, that's from the beginning, and It's a pleasure and an honor to talk to Steve. And, I mean, I remember you back with Russ and Keith, awesome.
The
good
sweater
job.
And the schmoozer.
Yeah, right?
Hey.
So anyway, thanks for being there. I know Keith feels the same, of course. And, you know, we can't do it without the audience, that's for sure. And so thanks a lot for calling tonight. And good to hear your voice, and do take care of yourself.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
Thanks, Keith.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, we still have a couple more calls. Let's go to Joe on Staten Island next up to talk to Steve Summers on the Fan.
Keith and Steve. Steve, what's up, buddy?
Oh, Joe, what a voice from the past.
Long
what time is it?
No speaker.
I want to know, how many times have you called the station today?
Well, now I found out I have a family, Steve. I found out I have a family, and I always used to call, what, about 1,000 times a day to you?
Yes,
I think I broke the record.
It was invented for you.
Yeah. And, Steve, all the people heard you were on the radio. They said, Joe, we know you're going to get through. You're the only one that can get through because I think you have your own private number. They told me to say hello to you, Steve.
Well, and, it's good to hear your voice. I hope you're doing all right. You're
yourself. I'm doing fine, and I'm getting ready to retire soon. And I'm just happy to hear you're on the voice. Key, you do a great job. And, Steve, I'm happy the Mets are doing well for us, the Rangers. And let's just hope, you know, things are going to work out well. And see, one thing before I hang up.
Yeah.
Rangers in seven. Take care. It was good talking to you.
Yeah, same here, Joe. Thanks all for calling in.
Awesome. Next up is Vinny on Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Keith, Steve, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, what's happening with you, Vinny?
Not too much. You know, Steve, obviously, long-time listener of yours, and I got to talk to you back before the baseball season the last time that I heard you on here, and great to talk to you again. And, you know, Keith, you and I spoke a few weeks ago, and, you know, the one thing that I stayed true with was I tried to stay optimistic after, you know, the Scherzer injury, and it's proven to, you know, that we talked about the culture of the Mets and the depth, and that's really coming to fruition. And, you know, I'm excited about this season, and it's been great, and I felt it from the beginning, and it's a great ride. I'm really enjoying it, and I think Buck is.
Yeah, it has. I would second all of what you just said. It has been so much fun watching them play baseball. And if there's one word, and certainly we saw this after even yesterday, how resilient. They can be. They have the 4-2 lead. They lose that in the ninth inning and come back and take care of things in overtime. And so, no, they have been a lot of fun to watch. And I would love to see, and Keith, you have to understand, being a Metropolitan fan, it's a time for the Metropolitans to get even with the Yankees in a Subway Series. And right now,
agreed.
Listen. It's okay to dream about such things.
I'd rather not. I'd rather you guys face the Dodgers in the NLCS, and then the Yankees face the Dodgers.
When the Mets or the Yankees, if the Mets face the Yankees in the National League Championship Series, they're going to have Scherzer, and God willing, baseball God's willing, they'll have DeGrom as well. And and if you have those two guys,
that's as good a 1-2 as any.
Yep. Yeah, as good as Montgomery and Nestor Cortez.
Well,
yeah, and you know what, Steve? You talk about last night's game, and that was actually something, you know, you took it right out of my mouth too. Is that is a game that I have seen them lose more times than I can count. You know what? The fact that they found a way to win that game, they found a way to split that series after the way those first two games went.
Yeah.
That just speaks to the way that this team has completely changed. And I talked to Keith about culture with the Mets a couple of weeks ago, and it started, you know, from the day that Cohen came in, and it's just trickled down through the entire organization, and it shows. And you know what, the Yankees, whoever they end up getting to play or whatever route they go, I'm excited. And for the first time, I'm being optimistic and I'm enjoying it. And it's fun. And you know what, I'm 34. I was born in 88. I missed out, you know, obviously on 86, and you know, this is it's time. So whoever comes, you know what, I after this series, I feel so much different about this team. I really do, and I felt great even going into it, but this just confirmed how they've completely changed.
It's been great.
Thanks for the call, Vinny. Let's keep rolling. We got Frank next. Frank is in Hopag. I don't know how to say it, Paulie.
Hopag. How you doing, Keith?
Hey, what's happening? I hope you're doing okay.
I'm doing good. Yeah, long-time listener. I was always scared to call the fan years ago, but I've been listening to you since the early 90s and all. And I finally got the courage a few years ago to call when before Tony Page actually retired and all. Long-time listener and all, really miss you and everything. And Keith, you're great, too. I love listening to you also. But the one question I have for both of you, actually, is with Judge and all. And, like, as I think maybe your guys' opinion on it, do you think that the Yankees, it was kind of like a small offer because of injury prone, maybe? But now looking at him, I kind of look at him now, and I say to myself, this guy is just probably on the same level as Mike Trout. How do you guys feel? Like,
well,
Trout,
and what is it? Trout has, so I think,
better than Trout right now.
26.
He's looking a lot better than
that's
Trout.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't really impress me, really, this weekend, watching him and all. And I'm like,
well,
No.
The Angels are slumping, too. The Angels are losing. They just got swept by Philly right after being swept by the Yankees. I'll say this about the Judge offer. The only team that could offer him was the Yankees, since he's under contract. So the Yankees obviously lowballed him. You know, their first offer wasn't going to be ridiculous, but I thought it was fair at the time. Now that we're seeing him play every day, it doesn't seem like the right price. The price has gone up, and the Yankees will have to fork it over. They know that.
Yeah, he has.
Do you think it's because of the injuries, or?
No. I think it's just them. You know, they don't really extend guys anyway. So he said that he wanted to get something done before the season. Okay, when you go to them and you say, what's your first offer? They're going to put an offer out there that's for the low. You know, maybe now looks like it's on the cheap. It was respectable to most of us because that's a fortune to any regular person. But for Aaron Judge, he saw that money and he looked at other guys around the league and what they're making, and he said, no, I'm worth more.
Yeah. Well, I looked at it and I said to myself, he had to be crazy not to tell. I mean, I would take that money in a heartbeat. But, you know, just, like you said, Keith, you know, you look at it, what other guys are making too, you feel like you're being lowballed, basically.
Well, yeah, and Keith is right, and you are right also. He was lowballed. And as I say, he's going to make more money than what Rockefeller has when all is said and done. He has to stay healthy. That's number one. And if he does and he continues, right now he's the most valuable player in the American League. You can make the argument he's the best player in baseball. I mean, he's around 300, give or take, and 21 homers, and the RBIs are going to be there. I mean, he has been, has there been any discussion about him leading off? Are Yankee fans happy with him leading off?
I mean, it worked when he hit that home run Sunday, or when was that, Sunday? It worked in that case. We don't necessarily want him to be lead off because I think there was a game in Tampa where he led off and he hit a home run and there was no one on. So it's like, all right, do you want him to be the leadoff guy? And he ends up getting up with no one on. We rather have you know, a couple runners on, and then he brings them all in. But the guy's so versatile. He shows you what he can do. He can hit first. He can hit second. He can play center. He can play right field.
Yep.
I love Judge, and I had said very early on The Fan, I said, well, if Judge bet on himself to have an MVP season and he actually goes out and does that, that's going to be a lot of fun for us fans. And so far, it's been a blast.
What I'll tell you, who is it a lot of fun to watch, even though he had a homer yesterday, is Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
How many Yankee fans would love to see him off the team?
0-2 Gallo. He's just always in 0-2
count. Steve, not to interrupt you, do you compare this team to the 98 Yankees, or are we just jumping the gun a little bit on that?
No, I
think that team, at this point, they won. I mean, so until this team wins, I don't think we can draw too many comparisons, and I think certainly those teams of the late 90s with the Yankees were better teams. They were championship teams. This team has to win, and that means Judge has to stay healthy. You've got to, I guess, get something. You know who's been somewhat of a surprise? You know, we were talking about Guillerme and with Marte and Escobar with the Metropolitans. Is Kiner Falefa. He's done a pretty good job for a guy who was supposed to be, what is it, Keith, all glove and no hit.
No, he's had some clutch hits. He runs the base as well. He's strong with his glove, and that's really all I need from the guys. There's enough guys that can hit. Frank, you got anything else? I just want to move along before we get to the top of the hour. We still have...
Yeah, no, Dad, I appreciate the time, guys. Steve, take care. Have fun on your vacation.
And you too, Tom.
Thanks for the call, Frank. All right, so we've got three more calls for Steve. I'm trying to get to them in the next 3 to 4 minutes before we go to break. Let's go to Jonathan out in Massachusetts next up on The Fan.
Hello, Keith. Hi, Steve.
What's up, John?
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Steve. I don't know if you have no memory, but I remember calling you in 2000. I was 17, and we talked about I was making some clumsy joke about Edgar Allan Poe because of the Ravens. We had a that you were amused by it. I've forgotten it now. But I just wanted.
Coming in light. Sorry. Couldn't really hear him, but he said something about, you know, he was making a joke about Edgar Allan Poe and the Ravens with call. Do you recall that?
Yeah, that's something from the NFL season when I used to make some fun of Baltimore's football team. But nonetheless, he remembers.
Awesome. Well, we've got some more NFL calls. I don't know if I'm going to enjoy these, but let's go to Roy in Paramus, New Jersey on the fan. What you got, Roy?
Hey, good evening, Steve, and it's a pleasure to hear your voice again.
Pleasure's mine, Roy. Thanks for calling.
I really hope you're doing well, and I hope you have a great retirement. After every big sporting event, I'd like to hear your take on it. And the one that I really wanted to hear your take on since you retired was the beautiful way the Cowboys ended their season.
Oh, jeez.
Indulge us, please.
Paulie Rosenberg has one of my favorite Cowboy highlights. I don't think we have time to play it.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, Romo, let me just say this. Tony Romo is a better broadcaster than a football player. But the bottom line is, I know he had some interesting numbers, but the most interesting numbers with the Cowboys is how many losses they have in a given season. That's number one. And I loved every single time Romo threw an interception.
Romo in the gun.
Look out.
Blitz shown, blitz comes. Romo sees it.
Oh, no, he's on
it. Intercepted! Intercepted by Rob Jackson!
Oh, we got to wrap this up, folks.
He was wide open.
Left side, and Rob Jackson in his fourth year.
Oh, my God. How many?
Third time Romo's been intercepted.
How many? Five.
Killer. That is a killer pick.
Yeah, Rosenberg remembers.
Music to my ears. But the way that game ended, I kept thinking about you, and I wish we could have heard your take on it that night, the way that game ended this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, no, not the biggest fan of the so-called South America's team, but nonetheless, and what they're supposed to be worth like $1 billion, I think, the Yankees and the Arlington team are the most expensive teams in professional sports in North America.
But the clock ran out on them. They couldn't spot the ball in time. It was a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, they can't lose again.
One and done. You knew it. You knew the Cowboys were going to host that game and lose. Thanks for the call, Roy. The last call is also about your reaction to the Cowboys losing to the 49ers in the first round. It's Nick in Jackson Heights. I'm a Cowboys fan sitting through this. Let's make it quick.
Really quick.
Yes.
From Jackson Heights, Texas, do you remember me?
I think so.
I was the victim of all those parodies, Keith. And now the gods of football have brought me a Cowboy fan for the late night. How beautiful is that?
Yeah, no, they have provided a lot of material for me with their losing. That's for sure. And I know
great to hear your voice.
Yeah, good.
I wish you great to hear your voice too.
And I thank.
I wish you a good retirement.
What's that?
As we say in Greek, Steve, mazel tov.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for that. And take care of yourself. And Keith, thank you very much for having me on, and thanks for those who took the time to make a call to say hello. It was good to hear their voices. Good to hear your voice. Continued success. And again, Keith, thanks for having me on.
Awesome. I mean, you never miss. Steve Summers, ladies and gentlemen, I can't thank you enough, Steve. It's always great having you on. We'll do this again real soon. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too, Keith. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.